Thank you. My name is Denise and I'm an addict. Oh, I feel really nervous sitting up here. I'm talking into a microphone. I was thinking all day, what should I share about? And I think from when I first got clean, the first time, which was in 1997, I think most people that know me because I got clean and I had four very small children. And for a long time, it was very, very difficult to get to meetings and to get recovery and to do all the things that were suggested with these children. The youngest one was about 16 months, the second was about 2.5, the third one was going on 4, and my oldest one was 11. And I come from a place where I had no family support, so when I came into recovery I found it very difficult, especially with a huge crack habit that I'd been having for about 15, 16 years. I was just talking to somebody before the meeting and I was saying about, because at the moment I've got some problems with my son who's now 13, and I've been trying to get support from social services to help me because I find it really, really difficult to look after him. And the problem that I've always had, even when I was using, because I was so scared that social services were going to take my children, that I managed to keep it together so well. And it was really, really a hard job. And the first 7 years of my recovery, I think that I stayed clean all that time, was quite similar to that. I found it really difficult to reach out for help because my pride was very, I wasn't aware of my pride, it was just the way I was. I left home when I was 15. I'd been very self-sufficient. I thought that I knew everything the first time I got clean. And the product of my addiction, part of the product of my addiction was these four children, because I was in a relationship for a long time, and every time the relationship turned really bad, I thought I'd have a baby and that would sort it out. And we'd turn into the Waltons overnight, but it didn't happen. And I've done that over and over and over again. So the first 7 years that I was clean, you know, I can remember I adapted quite well. And I think most people that I know in recovery, I think, you know, we get clean and we adapt really well to things. You know, people find professions quite quickly, or they find some sort of focus in life quite quickly. And I'm one of those people that I just, you know, I came into recovery and I thought that, you know, I adapted quite well. And, you know, crack went out the window, and I thought really, really that was the problem. I didn't really think initially that there was much more than that to my problems, apart from I had these children. And I was homeless, and I was 6 stone. But after a while, after a couple of years, you know, I did get a sponsor the first time, and I did do as much as I could as far as working the steps. I remember I got up to about step six and seven I got up to, and, you know, I remember I was about 6 months clean, and I was living in temporary accommodation. And it was only then that I woke up one morning and I saw all these children in bed with me, because we always sleep together, because it was, that's how we were. It was my family, my children, and we were just a little unit, and it was like me and my gang. And I woke up in this bed, and I was about 6 months clean, and I looked and I saw all these little babies, and I suddenly had this realization of like responsibility and what I'd done. And I knew that all these kids were completely, totally dependent on me. And I felt like my four-year-old, and I just didn't know what to do. I really didn't know what to do. I knew that I knew how to wash their clothes, I knew how to feed them, you know, I knew how to get them into school, I knew how to clean the house, all stuff like that I knew. But it's not really until, you know, late on in my recovery last time, that I really started to realise, you know, my role as a parent and what I had to do for these children. And I struggle with that. I really, really struggle with that. I mean, I didn't really have my mum around me for years, even though I left home when I was 15. She was never there as like a mother. So I never really knew, you know, what a mother was. All I did know was that I loved my children. I loved my children. And that's what all I thought that I needed to do. I stayed clean for 7 years. The last couple of years that I stayed clean, you know, I'd done all the things that a lot of people were doing at that time. They'd been to college, you know, they'd done voluntary work, they got a profession, and I did all that stuff. You know, and I thought that once I'd done that, that was it. That was it. I didn't need to do any more. And, you know, I was driving a new car and I lived in a new house and my children had new clothes. You know, but what used to happen, I was going to meetings and I was sitting in meetings and I couldn't hear anymore what was going on because I was so consumed with all the stuff that I'd found outside of recovery. That was beginning to be much more important than anything else. And then I would go home and my house would be in complete chaos because my children would all be fighting with each other and there was no rules and there was no boundaries and I was too tired because I'd just come home from work and I didn't want to cook, so I'd get takeaway food. And it became really, really chaotic. And the last couple of years that I was clean, you know, I might as well have been using. When I look back now, I might as well have been using because the chaos and the dysfunctional level that we were living within at home was awful. And I think what made it even worse was that I was aware of it, really. So I thought really that nothing had changed. You know, I knew that I was clean, but I still felt really angry. I still felt really resentful. And I thought, you know, after 7 years that I didn't need to do recovery anymore. And I thought that, you know, I could have a drink. And it says in the readings, alcohol is a drug. It had been such a long time since I'd had alcohol that I forgot that alcohol for me leads on to cocaine. And that took about a year, but it happened. And within those 3 years that I stayed away from meetings, although I didn't really pick up my drug of choice, which was crack again, you know, that didn't really make a difference because the insanity that had arrived again, that I'd allowed into my life again, was there completely. I came back to recovery just over a year ago. I just got over a year clean again. And, you know, within the year, I'm so glad that I did have the experience of being in recovery before because it sort of set me in a place where I knew exactly what I needed to do. And I was still insane when I came back, you know, and I still, although, like I said in the beginning when I was speaking, you know, I have this habit of maybe kidding to myself that I was holding everything together. And I was, because the bills were getting paid. You know, there was always petrol in the car, food in the fridge, clean clothes, the animals were being fed, the kids were being fed. You know, everything around looked like it was okay. But what had happened was, in my head, you know, I'd gone completely crazy again. Totally insane. You know, my thinking had become irrational. My justifications have become huge. You know, I just lost sight of the journey, I suppose, and I'd sort of jumped off the road and I was on the beaten track again, and, you know, I didn't know where I was going. But I knew that, you know, the one thing in my whole life that had given me something that I'd never had before, if I wanted it back, all I had to do was go back to a meeting. You know, and I found that really difficult. I struggled with that. I think if I wanted to have contact with my family, I could, but I choose not to. And that's for completely different reasons for the reason why I stayed away from NA. If I wanted to have contact with NA, I could, and I knew that it would be for all the right reasons. But sometimes I find it really, really difficult to be good to me. You know, it's very familiar for me to just keep fighting and fighting and fighting and fighting and not not be held, not be supported, not have anyone really care for me, not have anyone really love me. You know, it's easier for me to just be on my own, and this is my children and this is my family, and I can do this on my own. You know, that's really familiar for me. That's been like most of my life. So taking that step back to come back into the fellowship was like a huge thing for me, because in a way I knew what was waiting for me, and I was in a place where I don't even think that I could handle someone telling me, oh Denise, you know, we're so glad to see you again, we're so glad you came back, you know, to hug me, because I was, my head had gone so much that you couldn't put your arms around me, you couldn't. I was just rigid again with the anger and the resentment. But I did, because, you know, I had that knowledge that if I continued to stay the way that I was, I knew I was going downhill quick. So, you know, for the sake of myself and the sake of my children and the sake of my sanity, you know, I took that step again last year, came back, and within this year again I've applied myself as much as I can, being aware of what I need to do because of my experience, what I need to do this time, things that I hadn't done last time, things that I had things that I'd wiggled away from last time, things that I'd avoided, you know, because my son was ill or my daughter was sick, or, you know, I can really apply myself this time. And it, you know, in a way it is different because my children now are 13, 15, 17 and 23. So, you know, without, you know, I have got that time. I had the time before, but it was much, much more difficult. At least this time, you know, I have the time. I want to do what I'm doing this time. Last time I was very complacent about what I was doing. But this time I really understand how much the program can do for me if I work the program. Last time I wasn't really working it. You know, it wasn't that it didn't work for me. I wasn't working it. I wasn't putting the time into it that I should, and I wasn't putting the effort into it that I should, so that I could take out of it. You know, and that, whatever I take away from the program and I can give to my children, they all benefit from it. You know, and initially, at the end of it, I benefit from that. I get something back from my kids, you know, just by seeing them happy, just by giving them things that weren't given to me, like boundaries and discipline. And, you know, it's very difficult. I'm not saying that I do it easily. It's very, very difficult, because it's so much easier for me to say, oh, no, it's okay. But, you know, I'm really happy that I came back. This year's really given me I've allowed myself to get a really good foundation, I hope. You know, I realise that I made a mistake. You know, but maybe that mistake, one of my first sponsors said to me that mistakes are like gifts. You know, insanity is making the same mistakes expecting different results. But if you make a mistake and you recognise the mistake that you make, it's like a gift, because you don't have to make it again. So that's what I'm doing this time, and I'm going to leave it there. Thank you.